भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 8 Text 1. We'll read the chapter summary first and then text 1. This is the chapter summary of chapter 8. It's entitled The Churning of the Milk Ocean. This chapter describes how the goddess of fortune appeared during the churning of the ocean of milk and how she accepted Lord Vishnu as her husband, as described later in the chapter. When Dhanvantari appeared with a pot of nectar, the demons immediately snatched it from him, but Lord Vishnu appeared as the incarnation Mohini, the most beautiful woman in the world, just to captivate the demons and save the nectar for the demigods. After Lord Shiva drank all the poison, both the demigods and the demons took courage and resumed their activities of churning. Because of this churning, first a Surabhi cow was produced. Great saintly persons accepted this cow to derive clarified butter from its milk and offer this clarified butter in oblations for great sacrifices. Thereafter, a horse named Uchaisrava was generated. This horse was taken by Bali Maharaj. Then there appeared Airavata and other elephants that could go anywhere in any direction, and she elephants also appeared. The gem known as Kaustubha was also generated, and Lord Vishnu took that gem and placed it on his chest. Thereafter, a Parijata flower and the Apsaras, the most beautiful woman in the universe, were generated. Then the goddess of fortune Lakshmi appeared. The demigods, great sages, Gandharvas, and others offered her their respectful worship. The goddess of fortune could not find anyone to accept as her husband. At last, she selected Lord Vishnu to be her master. Lord Vishnu gave her a place to stay everlastingly at his chest. Because of this combination of Lakshmi and Narayana, all who were present, including the demigods and people in general, were pleased. The demigods, however, being neglected by the goddess of fortune, were very depressed. Then Varuni, the goddess of drinking, was generated, and by the order of Lord Vishnu, the demons accepted her. Then the demons and demigods with renewed energy began to churn again. This time a partial incarnation of Lord Vishnu called Dhanvantari appeared. He was very beautiful and he carried a jug containing nectar. The demons immediately snatched the jug from Dhanvantari's hand and began to run away. And the demigods, being very morose, took shelter of Vishnu. After the demons snatched the jug from Dhanvantari, they began to fight amongst themselves. Lord Vishnu solaced the demigods, who therefore did not fight but remained silent. While the fighting was going on among the demons, the Lord himself appeared as the incarnation Mohini, the most beautiful woman in the universe. Now we'll chant the verse, text 1. Sri Sukha Uvacha Pite Gare Prisankhena Pritaste Maradanava Mamantus Tarasa Sindhum Havirdani Tato Bhavat. Sri Sukhavacha Pite Gare Varsan Kena Pritaste Maradhanava Amantus Tarasa Sindhum Havirdani Tato Bhavat. Mataji's, please. Sri Sukhavacha, Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, Pite was drunk, Gare and the poison, Visha Ankena by Lord Shiva, who sits on a bull, Prita being pleased, Te, all of them, Amara, the demigods, Dhanava, and the demons, Mamantu, again begin to churn, Tarasa, with great force, Sindhum, the ocean of milk, Havirdani, the Surabhi cow, who is the source of clarified butter. Tata, from that churning, Abhavat was generated. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation, Sukadeva Goswami continued, upon Lord Shiva's drinking the poison, both the demigods and the demons became very pleased, began to churn the ocean with renewed vigor. As a result of this, there appeared a cow known as Surabhi. Purport. The Surabhi cow is described as Havirdani, the source of butter. Butter, when clarified by melting, produces ghee or clarified butter, which is inevitably necessary for performing great ritualistic sacrifices. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 18.5, Yajna Dana Tapa Karma Na Tyajyam Karyam Evatat. Sacrifice, charity and austerity are essential to keep human society perfect in peace and prosperity. Yajna, the performance of sacrifice, is essential. To perform yajna, clarified butter is absolutely necessary. And to get clarified butter, milk is necessary. Milk is produced when there are sufficient cows. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita 18.44, cow protection is recommended. Krishi go raksha vanijyam vaishya karma subhavajam. Om ajnana timurandasya gananjana asalakaya chakshur unmilitamena tasmai shri guruve namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Devamrita Swaminiti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschati Vestani. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nittananda Sri Advaita Gadada Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktananda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. A very beautiful beginning of another chapter. In the last chapters, there's so much valuable lessons to be learned and practiced. It's amazing. I was reading, and all of this actually started from Indra just being careless about the garland that Durvasa Muni gave him. That's how it started, this whole episode. So we learned how, we have to be careful. And we saw how, later on, the demigods and the demons, they were actually united. They came together for a higher cause. For a higher cause, even the demons and the demigods, they came together. Which is a very valuable lesson again. And Prabhupada wanted this, that united, all of devotees united, we churn the nectar of Krishna consciousness, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And when he said that, we hear this so many times, Prabhupada said, your love for me will be shown how you cooperate amongst each other. Prabhupada was not expecting that we just tolerate each other. That's different from working united. It's not just tolerating. And we read in the Nectar of Instruction, Prabhupada is talking about this sadvidhi priti lakshanam. The six loving exchanges devotees should perform. Devotees should have these loving exchanges, giving gifts, accepting gifts, revealing mind and confidence, like this, so on and so forth. So this is a very valuable lesson that, like Prabhupada wanted us, that we work together even though there's some differences. And then we saw how, even though great demigods were involved in churning this ocean, it was not easy. There's so many undesirable things came out. They had to deal with like fire and poison and hard labor. It was not easy. So this is the nature of the material world. No matter who we are, whatever we expect, we get the exact opposite result. This Krishna explains in the Gita, and once we understand this, we can live a life of detachment. So there's so many undesirable things came out, And they approached Lord Shiva when the poison halahala came out. And Lord Shiva helped them out. And he also spoke these really beautiful words, how there's nothing pleasing to the Lord than showing compassion to other living beings. And Lord Shiva actually saved the universe. Such a merciful act of compassion. There was actually one cartoon I saw a while ago that when there was this oil spill by the BP, the petroleum company, there was a cartoon of this BP company, like with all this oil spill in front of them, they're approaching Lord Shiva. And the cartoon, the caption said, "I'm not going to drink this, guys. You have to deal with it yourself." So, you know, even karmis have some understanding who to approach, but demigods definitely did. They approached the right person, Vaishnavana Metta Sambhu, and Lord Shiva helped them out. And it's explained how, you know, this practicing bhakti yoga is also like this churning of our hearts. And then when we practicing bhakti yoga, like all this poison starts coming out. And initially, like devotees can feel like, we feel like dirtier than before. You know, I remember myself, like when I started chanting Hare Krishna, it's just like, it's unbelievable. And I asked my Guru Maharaj this question. He was saying, just like if you have a room, you know, locked, you have a building locked for like, you know, 100 years or something, when you open the door, everything looks okay, but then you start sweeping, you see, you'll be surprised to see what starts coming up. Like that, when we're churning, all this poison starts coming out, but it has to come out. And as we saw, there were so many temptations the demigods has to face. Like that, even in our teeny lives, when we practice in bhakti yoga, there's so many things that come to distract us from this path of bhakti. But, you know, it does get better. It gets like, it gets worse before getting better. It's actually like a healthy sign. I remember when I went to this acupuncturist in New Zealand one time. And this lady gave me all these needles in my stomach. And then I went home. I was okay, but then I went home and it was such an unbelievable pain. I was just screaming all night, kept all the brahmacharis up, you know. So they called her first thing in the morning and she was actually very happy. She said, "Oh, that means it's working. It's a good sign." And they couldn't believe it, what she said, and even I can't. Like, you know, I couldn't tolerate it, was so painful. But she knew that this is a good sign. So many times it has happened before, that it gets worse before getting better. So like that, we saw in this pastime how, you know, the demigods were going through so many difficulties. But now we see all the good stuff starts coming. But either way, whether it's poison coming or fire or, you know, Airavata or Surabhi, the demigods were like focused. A devotee is focused. Krishna explains this Bhagavad Gita that Vyaves Atmika Buddhi Ekeha Kuru Nandana Bahu Saka Hi Anantase Buddhayo Vyavesai. A person who is Krishna conscious is focused. But a non-devotee, they're like so many desires, so many branches and branches of, you know, distraction. And we saw how the devotees, the demigods, they were not only just focused, but they were constantly getting help. They were constantly getting guidance. It's a valuable lesson. We saw how, you know, Krishna and Shiva and, you know, Mohini Murti and the spiritual masters, they're constantly like helping them out. It's not like they were powerful beings and they were like independent. They were constantly getting association. So it's a very valuable lesson for us that when we're practicing bhakti yoga, when we're churning our hearts, we actually also have to have guidance. We need the association of the right devotees. Because Maya can even attack, even within a spiritual community. It's like I met some students on book distribution yesterday, and they came and they were sitting down in the grass taking prasad. I was just walking by and they were like surrounded by like, you know, like men that wanted to ask them out, and somebody else's. I just sat down for like a few minutes and I was hearing like somebody else telling them some weird philosophy. I was just feeling sad, you know. It's like these people actually come to the temple and then they get influenced by all this undesirable association. It's unfortunate. So we have to not only like invite them, but we also have to like take care of them. And also newcomers have to be careful, like, who they associate with. It's also their responsibility to be careful. Otherwise we can get bewildered immediately. Like, so we need this guidance. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when you know, he was chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and he was feeling ecstatic symptoms, he went to his spiritual master and he was asking, Guru Maharaj, you know, I'm feeling like this. Is this okay? And his guru said, oh my child, you have attained the perfection of life. You know, it's wonderful. Keep going. So, very beautiful lessons from this chapter. And in this verse and purport, Prabhupada is explaining the necessity of a cow and ghee and performing sacrifice. There are so many verses in Srimad Bhagavatam and other books that explain that in this age we live in, it's actually very dark time. This is like winter for spiritual life. Winter, very dark age for practicing spiritual life. Kalo dosha nide rajan asti eku mahatpunan kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha paramraj. He says this age of Kali is like ocean of faults. And Bhagavatam says like there's only one good quality, asti eka mahadbunan, which is like Krishna kirtan by chanting Hare Krishna. And also there's another beautiful verse that explains that krite yadhyayato vishnu tretayam yajato makai dvapare paricharyayam kalau tad hari kirtana. That in Satya Yuga, people used to go to forest and meditate for like thousands and thousands of years. Treta Yuga, they would perform like elaborate fire sacrifices for Vishnu. And Dwapara Yuga, people would build like huge temples and jewelry and deity worship. But in Kali Yuga, it's explained, Kalau Tad Hari Kirtanat. In Kali Yuga, none of these things are actually possible. Like meditation for a long time is not possible. Deity worship is not possible elaborately. And fire sacrifice is not possible. So therefore, the scriptures explain that we should just chant Hare Krishna. And we get the benefits of performing all these other activities. I saw one documentary how in India, like population of like 1.5 billion, there's only like 30 million cows left. And it's largely like Indian families, they eat like, you know, dairy based diet. So 30 million Indian cows are like only big enough, like each cow only gives enough milk for one family. So you have like over a billion people and you have 30 million cows. And the government is like selling cow milk mixed with buffalo milk. And I also saw this video clip. These guys, they use like white flour and soda and little bit of milk and rubber and everything to make milk. And this guy was selling successfully for 3 years every day like what 100 liters of milk to these restaurants, supplying this, like, you know, there's not even milk. But he was making millions and millions of rupees before he got busted. So you can imagine, you know, there's no cows left, there's no, you know, it's hard to even get good milk. When I was in Vrindavan, like the Mangal Arati, they announced how at night there were some terrorists in Vrindavan. They came in a truck with a gun and they stole like three of Krishna's cows at the gunpoint. They had security guards with guns, but these guys came with like machine guns. And, you know, they were slowly like loading the cows on the truck and then they just drove off. And they were announcing, oh, these are such and such names of the cows, you know, please pray for them, like that, you know, in the morning. So I was amazed, you know, like how in the world, like in Vrindavan, especially in the Goshala, it was not like street cows. Street cows were taken for sure. But in Goshala, with the guards on duty, they come and take them for slaughter. So where we are supposed to, you know, get milk from? Without milk, we can't have any brain. And there are no brahmanas in Kali Yuga. It's very rare to find. Everybody's like smoking bidi and chewing pan, and, you know, it's like very materialistic. And we don't get like ghee. They're selling like dalda, this some artificial vegetable stuff, you know. And there's no ghee for performing sacrifice. Very rare to get good ghee. I got from Gauda Chandra like 2 weeks ago. It's really good ghee, but very rare actually to find ghee. So there's no brahmanas, there's no cows, there's no ghee. And as soon as you have jewelry in the temple, there's immediately like politics and, you know, there's like stealing, thieves come and steal, and it's amazing, you know. Even there was a court case where like one of the descendants of Shankaracharya, you know, was involved in this really, really wealthy temple in South India. And it came out in the news that he got involved in a murder. And he had to go to the prison, and it's like a big thing, you know, so many people lost faith. You know, how could this be possible? Like a Shankaracharya is asking some hitman to kill somebody just for some money. It's just unbelievable, like, you know, this age is, we all experiencing, we don't need to discuss in detail, but, and also people have no interest. We like very little interest in spirituality. Prabhupada called them like barbarians. It's just like, you know, I saw one video how in Iraq there were like two people, like one group is killing another group just because the other group is praying in a different accent. They're praying to the same God, but they just had a different accent. So this group of terrorists pulls over this truck driver and says like, oh, you belong, which group do you belong to? And the truck driver knew these are terrorists, so they're going to kill me if I tell them I'm in the opposite group. So he tells him, no, I'm with you guys. Oh, okay, so let's hear how you pray. And then he starts praying with a different style, and then he's like, boom, just killed. This is unbelievable, like what's going on in this world. It's just Kali Yuga, it's like nothing going for them. It's like, you know, we see in the New Zealand farms, the farmers, you know, they grab this sheep with a lot of wool and take a buzzer and just start shaving them with all the wool. Like, you know, like that Kali Yuga just grabs us and shaves, you know, all the good qualities that anyone may have. Very rarely we have any good qualities, even them. Like it's gone, going by day, Bhagavatam says, Tatascha Anudinam Dharma, Satyam Saucham Samodama, Kalena Balina Raja. It says, day by day we are losing all the good quality. And, you know, it's a very unfortunate day. Prabhupada was talking with Allen Ginsberg. I was hearing this recording. And Allen Ginsberg was asking Prabhupada about Kali Yuga and Kalki Avatar. And Prabhupada was saying, yeah, they will have no brain. People in Kali Yuga will have no brain to understand God. So Allen Ginsberg was asking, like, oh, will Kalki come to preach? Prabhupada said, no preaching, simply killing. Because they're just like animals. Prabhupada said, four legs have transformed into two legs and two hands. And Prabhupada was explaining how there'll be no grain, no milk, no sugar. And Allen Ginsberg was asking, so what do they eat? Prabhupada said, oh, you kill and eat me, I'll kill and eat you. Full facility for meat eating. So it's unfortunate. And Prabhupada was explaining the solution. He was saying how yagyai sankirtanai prayer ajanti sumedasa. But in this next 10,000 years, people with some intelligence, they will take part in this Krishna consciousness. Krishna varnam tu sa krishnam sango pangastu parshada yagyai sankirtanai prayer. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared in this world to show mercy for all these fallen souls of Kali Yuga. And Prabhupada is one of Mahaprabhu's main men. He came to the West to give us Krishna consciousness. Kalav nasti eva nasti eva nasti eva gatiranyat. Harir nama harir nama harir nama eva kevalam. There's no other way, no other way, no other way, Bhagavatam says, that except chanting the holy names of Krishna. And this is what Prabhupada came to give us. And by distributing Prabhupada's books, Harinam Sankirtan, by giving prasadam to people in Govindas, it's like Bhaktavatsala was telling, this famous movie person or people are coming to Govindas and humbly standing in line taking prasadam. It's like such a great service, and we're going to do Ratha Yatra very soon. So this is the answer. This is, you know, this is the only hope in this dark age of Kali. And Prabhupada very much wanted us to reach out, distribute his teachings very much. It's like this Mataji Mula Prakriti, she was remembering how she came back from book distribution. Prabhupada was very interested to hear about, you know, what happened on book distribution. So Prabhupada asked her, like, so what do you say to people? And she said, oh, Prabhupada, tell them, like, you know, tell people, like, oh, you look spiritual, and these are ancient teachings from India, and so on and so forth. And Prabhupada intervened and opened the Bhagavatam, and he read this verse that Bhagavat Purana is like the sunshine giving vision to people. Purana arko dinodita. Krishne svadama pagat. So this verse Prabhupada read, and Prabhupada said, you should read to people this one verse, and immediately they will become convinced about our books and they will purchase. And Prabhupada also explained to her how it's actually an advantage to be a woman in Kali Yuga. Because Prabhupada said to her, in Kali Yuga, because it's so degraded, Kali Yuga, that nobody actually trusts men. But a woman has an advantage, Prabhupada said to her. And Prabhupada was explaining to her how, when he was young, they had this business of selling this hair oil. And they actually hired some respectable woman to go, like, knocking door to door. And people would actually, like, because it's a Mataji, they would, like, open the door, and they will actually be, like, selling more than the men. So Prabhupada was actually encouraging that, you know, it's actually an advantage to be a girl. And Prabhupada said, Krishna is sending me so many nice girls to spread this message. So it was very much encouraged and appreciated by Prabhupada. We do so many things, but just you know, few years ago, like 30 something years ago, Prabhupada stressed so many times this distribution of Krishna consciousness. That's the focus. Everything else, like, you know, is okay, but main thing is this practicing of Krishna consciousness, because we don't want to come back to this world of suffering, and at the same time we should distribute this knowledge. So any questions or comments? My Guru Maharaj is coming this morning. He's coming 11:30. He's going to rest for a couple of days at Gaurav Prem's house, but he'll give Bhagavatam class Thursday morning, Friday morning, and Sunday feast lecture. So we are in for a treat. Sachitonoi Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. After you were mentioning all the anomalies and discrepancies of what's going on in the world, I was going to ask you a question. What is the solution? But you actually mentioned that famous verse. And just to, as a comment, that yes, it's very, it's amazing how Sankirtan, when you're right there chanting the holy name, how potent and powerful the holy name is. And more every day we get more convinced. And now we have a beautiful combination of devotees. I've seen that all these devotees, they have that taste for distributing books. And the people are very interested sometimes in just seeing the devotees chanting. Many people sometimes, they don't even want to take the books, but they can't go away. It's amazing. They, no, I don't want your book. It's okay. But the chanting, they're captivated. So it's just a humble suggestion that came to my mind, that sometimes we have young people who are like a key elements there for being joyful, happy, dancing, and people become very attracted. But sometimes because of a lack of power or manpower, they get caught up in some service, which is also required and equally important, we can say that. But we are there as a public image right there. And when you have these beautiful young men or women dancing, it becomes very attractive. So my suggestion is that hopefully if we get more devotees, someone who doesn't want to go or cannot go on Harinam or would rather be here doing service, we can cover service for those devotees who can be there. So that's my suggestion. Because sometimes, you know, we ask them, are you coming? And they say, well, you know, I have this service, and we know it's very important. I'm not minimizing that. Please don't misunderstand. I just want to see that we want to have more people there. And yes, the Harinam is the solution. Book distribution and Harinam together. So wonderful. Please come.
Especially New Dwaraka is unbelievable how many books we have, you know. Like a treasure chest, treasure house of, you know, Prabhupada's books.
Yes, Hare Krishna. When you were describing the nice qualities of the cow, it brought to mind a memory story of Srila Prabhupada by Sri Bhuvanath Prabhu, that there was some discussion with Srila Prabhupada about programs that Srila Prabhupada was going to attend and which ones he would like to go to. And Srila Prabhupada said, I am like the cow. Wherever you bring me, I'll give milk.
Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.